Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Eva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Women Chronicles. Y'all know how we go. That's my girl, Adele, in the background, blowing it. We're rolling in the deep. Listen to her. All right, family and queens and my little young divas, tonight we are going to be talking about the good, the bad, the ugly. Back to school. It's back to school time coming. The kids got to be excited. Parents, we got to get excited about this. But I'm going to share some tips and some wisdom with y'all on getting yourself prepared for back to school. And just far as ourselves, mentally and physically, and the kids too, the things that we should be focusing on to get our little kings and our little our queens ready to be very successful in the near future, man. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We also got it cracking in the chat room, too. You can tune in live in the chat room. You got to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. There you can check out the show, listen to the show, and also talk in the chat room as well. So we welcome you there, man. It just has been a blessed day. So before we do anything else, I want to just give some praise to the Lord right now, because if it wasn't for him, this wouldn't be possible. Father God, we just thank you on today for giving us another day to be a blessing to one another, Lord, for us to come together as queens and as kings, and all the people that may call in, Lord, that we share our wisdom with each other to not only better ourselves, but better our children as well, Lord, sharing these blessings that you gave us, the knowledge and applying it to our life, Lord, and we just ask you continue to bless us each and every day with wisdom. Father God, thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, his precious blood, to cover for our sins, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let's get right into it, man. I was thinking, you know, and if you tune in live right now, you guys can see pictures of my son. And over the years, as he's been growing up and back to school time, and I was saying to myself, what could I or should I be doing this year to get my son prepared for his future and to having a successful future as well? So that was very important for me to think about. So I said, one of the things I have to start with is a spiritual principle at all times. God is so good. So the first thing I said is, what can I do as a mother and as a queen to make sure the spiritual principles is applied in my home? So the first thing was definitely attend church services. Find you a church home to go to and to link up with those people and to be able to share the word of God and worship the Lord and have an understanding of a more purifying and healthy living and spiritual believer and understand that God has always got you, always have you. And I would love for my son to be raised with those Bible principles and those spiritual beliefs, he needs to understand that our Maker is so powerful and he gives us so much power to overcome things that people would say, you know, you would never overcome that. But God performs miracles every day. So we have to teach the kids that your faith must be stronger than your will. You have to have a strong faith in the Lord. So one of the other things that I was thinking about is the bills. Because, you know, when school time is coming back, you're taking another $200 to $300 out of your pocket to make sure your children is okay for school. It doesn't matter, even more if you have more children. But some of the things that, some of the ways that we could save, we could cut down to have more money for the back to school shopping bill. And I came up with the cable. I received a back to school letter from my son letting me know that he's going to be getting free lunch this year. But in it, there was a Comcast flyer stating that families that are their children are receiving free lunch, they can get like a value pack of internet service for $10 a month. And I was like, okay, that's cool, because our kids are going back to school now, and you know they got the technology rocking, and they learning more in a technical world, so they're definitely going to need a laptop in the house to be prepared, and also for the things that your kids ask you, and you may not be able to answer, and you can Google it immediately. And getting them exposed to different parts of the earth and different cultures is just having a well-rounded child. You have to work and install, like, putting good seeds into your child so you can get a good harvest. So I think that's a great idea that Comcast came up with that plan. And one of the good things about it, getting $10 a month for your internet service, they have a it's a netbook. It's not as big as a laptop, but it's a netbook, and it's made for basically searching, surfing the web and stuff like that. I think you can connect the printer to it, but I'll pull that up a little bit later on the show, and I'll make sure I get you Power Parents' information. But, yeah, it's a laptop. It's $149 for the laptop, and it's $10 for services. Monthly for the internet, so I think that's pretty good. So that's $10 a month. You can't beat that. And also with the cable, if you got the family package, we really don't need the family package anymore, people. We need to get basic service and go back to the dinner table with each other. Like, when dinner is cooked, we got to bring the dinner table back in the house, because the dinner table was such an important piece in the family. Even if you don't have one, you need to make some room in your house where y'all can sit down as 4 or 5 or 10 or 20, even better, as a family. Pray over that food and talk to each other, because this is the time the kids are going back to school and a lot of stuff is going to be changing for them. And also, they've been watching basically TV all summer, so they can go a month or 3 months without it. But I did, you know, you've always got a backup plan, Netflix. Netflix is a great service. You can watch your TV shows on there. You can watch movies and stuff. And what's better than after having dinner at the dinner table and going and sitting down and all the family is in the living room or either on a laptop if it's smaller, watching Netflix $8 a month. How great is that? $18 a month, you're paying $10 for your internet service, and you're paying $8 for your Netflix, which is going to still give you movies and documentaries. Oh, man, all the documentaries on there, the kids can learn from that. Even if you're a hip-hop head, I would encourage all parents to let their kids watch documentaries of their heritage or something that they're really interested in. Say if you got a child that really likes planes, find some documentaries for them to watch. Because our kids, we in the millennium now. So $18 a month, Diva just hooked you up with that. I got more tips for y'all when I come back from this break. We about to get into this Adele Rolling in the Deep Club song. This is my joint. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It takes a village to raise a child, y'all. Let's go.
night, ma. Let's go.
See every good woman needs love. See every good woman needs love. Go, baby.
Go.
You so wavy. And I ain't never felt this way about no lady. Considering going half with you on your baby. Something about you making me go crazy. Know if I ain't soured up, I'm so hazy. Me and you on the same page. So amazing. Need your love, girl. So many ways. And you could only hold out for so many days. Got enough points to score, but you shaving.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm anxious, but you craving. Time keeps flying.
Yeah.
I'ma keep trying.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I need your L-O-V-I-N. Come on.
Mason, Martin, Margellas. What could I tell her?
What?
Man, I swear you gotta see her to believe her.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe you can understand why I need her.
Yeah.
Besides her being a diva, she wasn't bothered by the cheaper. Zodiac sign was a Libra, definitely a keeper. I just wanna put her in the sleeper, then fall out underneath her. Wake up, take a shower, and get deeper. Juice up, get some power, and then freak her.
Yeah.
After the feedback, then I could G-Mac.
G-Mac.
But it's something about her love making me need that. Come on.
I'm selfish, cause I need your love and nobody else's. I'm starting to taste it, pardon the bracelet.
Harder.
Chance of a lifetime, and I can't waste it. Being beautiful was a test, she the ace it.
Yeah.
Skin is flawless, her hair is wasteland. Hi, I'm Jason,
Hi.
My, I'm patient.
Yeah.
Be waiting for us to have relations. Kissing me is just history in the making.
Wow.
Squeezing and hugging, I need your love. And, come on.
Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate. God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, was so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, I was so horrible. But I was all in luck, I hold my children. I didn't have a heart like me. But now I will dream my healing. I was so horrible. But I was all in luck, I hold my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Always come before a man, and I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder. Y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it. That's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, see, it's all unconditionally, and that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just wanna be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so horrible.
This Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay. Miss Motivation, I see you. And
what's going on? What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the show. Y'all know what it is. It's Women's Chronicle. And we're talking about the good, the bad, and ugly of back to school, y'all. It's back to school. That was just my girl Lady G right there with Dear Mama. That's my queen right there. And the song for that I played was Adele, definitely another hot banger. But yeah, we talking about this back to school. And another thing that I wanted to, that I was thinking about, and I said I need to touch on when I do Women Chronicles, talk about is the time management. Time management is so important, especially if you're trying to have a well-maintained household, but a personality and reaching your goals. You got to set some goals and be realistic. I always like to do a 30-day goal, a 90-day goal, and then 6-month goal, then a year goal. But, you know, time management is so important, especially with our kids, them being on the schedule with going to sleep at night and also being able to have energy and wake up, you know, with a good spirit the next morning to go to school so they can work at their best. So how a child goes to sleep is how a child, even teenagers, are affected. This is how their day is going to be the next day in school. If they went to sleep aggravated and mad or depressed about something, then this is going to show when they're in school, and it's also going to show in their grade. So that's why it's so important, and I have to say this, to bring the dinner table back into the home. We all sitting down having dinner, talking to each other, and also watching a movie after dinner. Probably do that 3 to 4 or 5 times out of the week. It's very important that we have that communication with our kids. And for those who just tuning in, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we are talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of back to school. So tell a friend to tell a friend to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button if they want to be heard. But one thing I was just saying as far as like time management of our children being on a schedule, it's about to be back to school in another week now, right? So we want to have them on a time schedule so they can be well rested when it's time to go back to school. It's very important, and this is one thing. And shout out to Newark, man. And, you know, I was talking with the principal, and we had a program called Attitude and Image for the 5th grade girls before they go off to the 6th grade. And she was asking me, how does Mary Kay, because I am a Mary Kay beauty consultant, how does that tie into image, and we started to have workshops on attitude and image and where your attitude starts. It starts at home before you even get out of school. So you got to think about, before I leave out this door, how do I want to represent myself to my friends and to my teachers and, you know, to the people around me on my way to school and at school. So it's very important that we sit down with our kids and encourage them, let them know we love them, that we care for them. What happened to praying over our kids before they leave out the door? I know you probably worked that night before and you late and you most likely see your kid in the morning. But before they go, you pray over them. Father God, protect my child. Give them traveling mercies to where they're going and when they're coming back. Bring them better than what they was when they get back. Just covering them with the blood. You know, and in a godly understanding, whoever you worship, you always want to put, you know, that spiritual belief into your child. I think that's very, very important. And shout out to guest 1933 in the chat room. We definitely talking about the good, the bad, the ugly of back to school, because it's that time, y'all. It's that time. Money management. I know we all be like, look, my money is funny and I don't like talking about it, but we're going to have to talk about it, y'all. Just because even if your money not funny, but you still have to talk about management and having savings for not only your kids but for yourself too. You know, you want to have, and Christmas is coming, preparing, y'all, even for those people who celebrate holidays, because people usually spend money, and I've done retail for almost 7 years now, but people who spend money spend an average $20, and the reason why they're spending money is when we buy things, we want to feel good about something. We want to get some joy for it, from it. So, you know, that's how the internet and cable is making so much money, because it's entertainment. But here's the thing with that entertainment, is getting out of hand, because now we're kind of letting the entertainment teach our children and babysit our kids. So, you know, we want to cut down on that. I know we live in digital times, but we need to cut down on some of this TV time, this Facebook, my cell phone, my iPad, my Nintendo DS. Y'all see how they making it so easy for us to be distracted from one another? Use your brain. Use your brain. Shout out to Tupac, man. But, yes, definitely cutting down on some of this digital world and getting back to family time is very important. That's why it's important for us. Big shout out to Rocker Block, too. What's going on, Rocker Block? Yeah, we definitely want to start incorporating the time that we spend with our kids. I'm looking for parents who out there who wants to, being that we in this digital world, that I'm looking to start a movement of power parents, yo. Power parents meaning that we staying on top of the stuff that's going on in the school, we being active in the school, we bring in the dinner tables back to the families, whether your kids is in the house or not, but even with making families stronger and healthier, mentally, spiritually. And then that way, once our spirits is uplifted, and we're in good moods and we're able to be honest about things in our lives and start to work towards making corrections and, you know, posting our progress. Posting your kids even on this show right here. We can do it on this show or any other day that we want to register. We want to have our kids say, look, you call into this show or whatever, and you let them know your grades for this week or the accomplishment that you had. We want to make it big. When they do something, we want to make it big. Get them excited so they can want it more. And they can love learning. I love learning. So, you know, I think that's so important. And with the money management, you know, instead of us going and buying them high-priced sneakers, y'all, let's invest in getting the technology into our house. That's one. Invest in having, I think there should be a home library in every house, y'all. How y'all think Tupac got so lyrical? And he was able to be a poet and a prophet at the same time. If you listen to Tupac's music, when he was rapping, he thought he was about to get shot or he was about to make a move, he said it before it happened. And that's because of knowledge. So I encourage all of you kings and queens out there to start a library in your house, start getting books. you know, the time two or three times out of a week, y'all should be cutting off the electronics and getting in the book. And then you do that, and the kids is going to start doing that because they're going to see the behavior. And just imagine if you cut your cable off, right? You cut your cable off, you get Netflix, and you get the internet service. So that meaning that the family going to have to share a laptop. We're talking about communicating right now. The family's going to have to share the laptop because they want this entertainment or whatever they want to research or whatever the case may be is. The family has to be on a routine schedule when this is going to happen. But within that time, watching the Netflix or whatever online, that's us. There's time available for us to talk and network and get to know each other and know when there's instantly or a little bit more quicker if there's a problem with the spouse or the children in the house, we can attack it right then because we wasn't distracted. That's real. That's real. Y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We're about to get into some more music. Let's see what we got here. Wow. Got lots and lots of music because I love it. Music is another way to communicate with your kids too, y'all. We might talk about that when I get back. We got another 30 minutes before we get out of here. Let's get some Tupac going on.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids and then change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they kill, so we real time to heal each other. And as always seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we fat and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's the mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheesy today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. It's still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty. They got a war on trust so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and piss back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell a cop I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's a sound number two. You say it ain't cool, but mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Take a little song from my boy Rock a Block over there. Maybe you can understand this, V.
I've been thinking about it lately. There's so much that's on my mind, I gotta tell ya. And I can't hold it in anymore. I try, but I can't fake it. Cause I know deep down inside that I'm falling for you. You how I feel. Oh yeah. Stay by my side, let me love you for life. Let me be what you need. If it's wrong, I'll make it right. I'm your king, you're my queen. Girl, you stole my heart. Baby, I got something to tell ya.
Understand.
Baby, without you, I would be half a man.
Half a man.
You right by my side, I can do anything.
Oh.
Gotcha.
that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat, this is Phenomenal Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Can. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, man. Y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard and give you a comeback and share your wisdom, man. This is how we getting down today. The good and the bad and ugly of back to school, man. We got to make sure we have our youth prepared. Meaning if it takes for us to downgrade on that cable or whatever and save a buck or two, we should bring them dinner tables back in the house so we can be able to know what's going on with our kids in the school and the PTA. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I was on the PTA, and it was a cool look, man. We did a lot of good stuff with the kids. We went skating. We had contests inside the schools for grades, man. It was just wonderful. We did a couple of things with Nickelodeon, and it was easy because it was online. But, you know, parents, I'm looking to start this big movement of power parents where we get and we share ideas of the things that we can incorporate in our children's school this year. And I know we work full-time and we work part-time, but remember, love is full-time, part-time, all the time. We got to make time for our kids, and not only that, making time for our mates. And I know for a fact that bringing family activities back into the house is a good way to restore relationships. Like, we got to start somewhere. And even for some families, you may be distant. It may take a little while to get to it, maybe a couple of months, but don't get discouraged. Just keep on believing. Keep knowing that God is going to bless it and take it to the Lord. The Lord knows what we want. All we got to do is ask him. So if you ask not, you're going to have not, man. Let's go to the phone lines and get some feedback. Let's see who we got here rocking with us today. 862-755, holla at us.
Hey, what's happening? EB's up, front wheel spinning. You already know.
Block, Rocker Block is live in the building with me. What's going on, Rocker Block? You ready for back to school, man?
Am I ready for? Nah, I ain't ready because I ain't got nothing to do with it right now because, you know, I'm not going back to school. My children is out in PA. Well, my son is out in PA. He's getting ready with his mom over there. She, you know, she would have to link up with me about everything. But, no, I'm not ready for back to school. But I'm glad y'all are.
Yeah, we trying to make it happen, man. I think it's so important that, you know, as parents, we start getting into the frame of mind to start thinking about what our children really need besides the uniforms. You know, we shouldn't really be looking at our kids as a necessary. Our children are usually an investment. They're an investment into the future that we're going to have for our generation.
I agree. I mean, when it's like going back to school, it's important for the parents to want to go and get involved in all the PTA meetings and everything so they can know what's going on. It's like joining a team or starting a team and then have people come up and you know, at the same time, you know, you start a team and you got what you got going on and then telling people to come to your team and be involved, and but you coming into something, you not knowing what's going on. So you definitely want to go into the school system and know what's going on, who the principal is, who the vice principal is, who the security guards are, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get involved, especially if your children are young. You don't want them, you know, going to just into anything, not knowing what's up. So it's definitely important that, you know, you go and get involved.
I think we should enter, you know, at all aspects of our children throughout school, through preschool, through all the way up. Like, as they get older, we can play the shadow. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be at their school full-time on the board, but we can make it to the meetings and, you know, support something in there so you can know, like, how would you really know what's going on in your kid's school if you're not a part of your children's school? Or how would you really know what they're learning if you're not a part of it and you don't have the curriculum, you're not updated on the events that's happening in the school for the month, even down to what they're feeding your kids? You know what I'm saying? Mothers. And I really encourage this school year for us to go back to making lunches for our kids. Like, seriously, we have to go back to making lunches for our kids because, you know, our kids is our investment, our plants. We got to make sure they eat healthy, too. Time management, that comes with time management, and it's so easy to do. And any queen, you know, it's easy to do it online. You can download templates. And if you don't know how to do it, hit me up on Facebook, man. Diva Mary Kay or Ebony Brinson, I'll send you a template. You just fill it in and then start buying that schedule. Because, you know, if you're really not in school, you don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of parents that's teachers assistants now. And they're not really good role models for your kids. And, you know, I've seen some schools that's off the chain, and we can't really be pointing the finger at the school, when you got people from the community, working inside the schools. Know your community. Know your neighbor.
That's deep, and that's true. But about the whole lunch thing, though, I think, you know, you're right about that, because when I was in elementary school, you know, and I couldn't afford to pay for my lunch, and, you know, I had to sacrifice, and eat the sloppy joes that they was making. And they, you know, the sloppy joes, you know, would make my heart burn because it was something in it that just wasn't right. You know what I mean? But that's all it was serving for that day. And that just happened to
me. My son came home with a virus one time, and I'm pretty sure it was from proper storing of the meat, because he said he had a cheeseburger. And I'm pretty sure it was just, you know, it was probably neglect or somebody made a mistake with the meat. But, you know, that's another way to bring you and your children closer is making lunch. That's making them independent. Let them make their lunch. You know, go through a couple of recipes online or a couple of things they like and see how you can, in a food group, you know, that's a project with your kid. Poster boards. All right, so we're going to start eating healthy. So the first thing we need is a food group. So let's make some poster boards. This way you can put it up in the house, and every day you see it, you remember me and my kid need to be eating healthy, and they made this poster board, and I have to make their lunch.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm pretty sure. Go ahead.
A couple of dollars just in case they have to pay for their lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that definitely makes it having a couple. I think lunch is, what, $2.50 now?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's about $2.50 over here. But, you know, all my kings and queens, our kids are going back to school. It's just let's show up for more than just orientation this year. We got to take out the time, even with church. Let's show up for more than just Easter or First Sunday.
Or Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
You know, the church is always good. And being that, you know, a lot of cities are lacking after-school programs, wouldn't the church be one of a place that you would really, you know, be trust and have faith that your kid is going to learn something valuable in there? They learn about life. Whatever the godly understanding of your children are still learning about life. And the times that we in, they need to be book smart. They need to be spiritual smart. They need to be street smart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real.
Hey, let me ask you, though, how to, you know, as far as being all these kind of smarts and everything, do you think it's right to just slam them with that all at once? Is it an age difference to where you could just teach them book smarts for now, you know, get them, you know, ready for spiritual smarts, and then, you know, as they grow up, they'll learn the street smarts as they go to and from school, you know, catching the bus, dealing with, you know, taxis or whatever they do to get to school?
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a genius. I tell you, I'm about to get to you too, baby. But I think that's a great idea. I think that's perfect to not just put it all on them at once. And I thank you, Rock a Block, for breaking it down for me, because my experience growing up, you know, everything was threw at me at once. So this is a better way to think about it. And I can really appreciate you giving me that knowledge so I can be able to look at it that way. We got genius on the line with us. Let's bring the king in the building.
Wow, I'm honored. I feel like I'm on the red carpet. Salute, Queen. Salute to everybody on the line, all the listeners. What's good, Queen?
What's going on, man? Rock a Block is in the house with us.
Oh, what's good, Rock a Block?
Chilling, G. What up, man? Everything is everything.
Yeah, I can't call it, man. Just taking a break, relaxing, calling in to support the Queen and what she's doing.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, James, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of back to school, and a couple of things I have touched on and you can touch on and touch over. I talked about, you know, the dinner table, time management, spiritual feeding, also money management. That was another thing, because my son had got his back to school papers in the mail. And it was telling me that he qualified for free lunch, but what came with it was Comcast. Comcast had a coupon for $10 for internet service if your child receives free lunch. So I was like, yo, I could save a lot of money if I get this, cut my cable, and get Netflix, which is $8 a month. I'm already paying about $50 in, I'm paying $60 in cable, and I'm paying $30 in the internet, so I can save myself a buck or two. And also that time that the kid, we not watching TV, we can do family time and start to build our kingdom as we have been, but build it better.
I didn't know that.
That's definitely what's up. I mean, I think, you know, it's important that, you know, we take the time out and focus on, you know, being better, you know, parents, and that takes better management skills. And, you know, right now we have, like, we just got hit by an earthquake here, and a lot of the schools were actually shut down, you know, here. You know.
How hard did y'all get it? Because it went from the West Coast to the East.
Well, it actually hit here first. It was a 5.9, which was the largest in history here. You know.
So did y'all shake back?
Myself, I had to shut my studio down, run out, equipment got damaged, you know, a few other things. But as long as I have my life, that's all that's important to me. You know, now the rest of them things is replaceable. Everything else is replaceable. You know what I'm saying? But it caught me off guard, you know, because they rocked the entire building, you know. And my prayers go out, by the way, to all the people who was displaced, you know, due to it. But yeah, it hit pretty hard, you know. But and for all the people that's in Cali talking about, oh no, that ain't nothing. It should never be a normalization of disaster, ever.
Okay, yeah.
You know, to desensitize disaster is just ignorant. But not to be off topic, though, getting back to the kids, because that's what's more important. You know, I mean, you're touching on a lot of things. You know, managing money right. You shouldn't be wanting to go out here and party in clubs, and, you know, your kids need school clothes, you know what I'm saying, and need things to better themselves, because they are the future. And if they truly are the future, then we got to treat them like they're the future. And we're not treating them like they're the future if the focus is selfish and on us, you know what I'm saying, and it's supposed to be on them. You know, they need tools to be able to better themselves. You know, the body needs food, so you got to nourish them right. Stop feeding them that junk food. Feed them right. You'll save more anyway instead of going out and buying a lot of stuff. Yeah, man. Yeah, because that's something I take, you know, serious, because, you know, we should always want the best out of our kids, you know, especially when we look at the situations that we went through. We should always be wanting to improve, you know, those things through our children. Not to say that, you know, we don't want them to go through things, because that's a part of life, but they shouldn't have to, you know, travel the path that we had to travel down. Especially when we had an opportunity and chance, because we actually can control the future. What we do today affects tomorrow. You know, so if we do the right things now, they won't have to deal with, you know, the situations that will arise tomorrow. That's why we had a financial debt and everything that we're dealing with in the government right now, because of that. We're not thinking about the future, and we're not really acting like they're the future, because if that was the case, no funding should ever be cut for education, for the school, for the kids. They shouldn't be canceling Head Start programs and pre-kindergarten, because it's a proven fact statistically that all of the kids who attended those programs were less susceptible to going to jail. They were finishing college, going on to be blue-collar and white-collar class workers and citizens, and model at that, citizens, you know, to better society. So we definitely need to do that and support that.
I agree. And, you know, to piggyback off that, I think, you know, we as parents shouldn't expect anything different from what we expect from our children at home. If we send them to school, we should expect what we know about them at home to happen in school. If they crazy sometimes at home, we should expect to hear that. And if it happens, we shouldn't, you know, be surprised about it. You know what I'm saying? And want to just jump on top of them because they're acting different in school. We should expect that, you know what I mean? Because it's just the right thing to do, I think. You know what I mean? What you think, Ed?
What, as far as kids having different behavior in school?
And,
or
yeah,
not
as opposed
in
to being at home. As opposed to being at home, you know?
I'm glad that you did bring that up, because
my little man...
He even, let me stop calling him a little man. He's 9, and I got to get over it.
Please do.
Yeah, he'll be back on Sunday. So there I am prepping myself for school. My young king was over visiting his grandparents and all the family in Jersey. And one of his cousins, the older cousin, he was over her house playing with the kids or whatever. And she had hit me up on Facebook, was like, your son is so funny, he a trip. And I was like, what you mean? So she called me, and she was like, yeah, me and Makai was talking, and his Uncle AJ is 14, and his aunt is like 11, 12, but AJ is in his swag. He doing his thing, literally doing his thing. So he's hanging out, Makai is hanging out with him. So he says to his cousin, AJ always smell like coochie. But he said P-U-S-S-Y.
Wow.
First of all, how did y'all get on the topic of sex? Second of all, I can appreciate, she had a conversation with my son about sex. And I'm not saying that I haven't, but I'm feeling some type of way because how is you having a full-blown conversation with my son about sex? The only person that should be doing that right now was me or his grandparents.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, he is using profanity. Now, I know the environment that he is and kids is going to be kids. I'm not saying that my son is an angel at all. But when he gets back, I'm going to have to break, and I talk to his grandfather, too, and let him know, you need to explain to him of how him being an individual and him being a man and not following somebody is important. And my son, he's going to have to realize that not only do you represent yourself, and you represent me when you're not in my presence, but you represent the Lord. So he will understand that when he gets back. Now, when your kids is doing something that they don't have nothing to do out in your presence, you have to keep encouraging them and instilling in them, like, your representation of yourself. This, you want a positive image of yourself. You don't want anyone to have a negative thought about you or what you said out your mouth, or repeating what somebody else is saying. Otherwise, that's going to cause you consequences. And if you can't represent yourself in me, in the Lord, when you're not in my presence, then we got an issue. We got a problem. So I really felt some type of way about it, but I had to think about how I should speak to my son about this and as far as him being a man.
So how would you act, saying, if, you know, he's like that when he's at home and everything. Well, not at home, but when he's away from your house, but not in school. But what if you bring that to school and, you know, the teacher comes to you or give you a call and say, listen, you know, we heard some profane words from you know, Mikey. And, but you already know this, though. Like, you already know Mikey knows this stuff. And having give you a call. Yeah, I mean, like,
you saying if he did it again after I gave him the talk?
I guess. Yeah.
Well, if he does that, I got to start snatching his lawyer, his things that he like. It's going to be some disciplinary action. I'm not going to just go to whooping him first because he's 9 now. And I don't really have to whoop him. That's the last resort. Because once I give an ass whooping, it's an ass whooping, baby. But I'll start taking the things that his phone, I'll start breaking him down. Like, this is what's going to happen if you do this. This is the consequences before that. And he will have to invest more time into what I'm doing, learning from me. You know, I put him to work. Ain't no Boys and Girls Club. I put him to work.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Plus, I mean, to even touch on that as well is, if you instilling the right, you know, proper values, virtues, and morals into your child, your family members, friends, associates, whoever you have your kids around, have to maintain those same principles. And if they don't, your child don't need to be around them. Because I'm like that with my family and my son, because if I see that my family members don't exhibit the things that I exhibit, you know, then I won't let them be around them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's not what I represent. You know, your kids are like a flyer to you. You know what I'm saying? And if they're you know, subjected to those negative things like that, then nah, I don't need you around my child.
Yeah,
and not for nothing, like, that don't just go for children. That goes for adults as well. You know why?
Yeah,
because
definitely.
If a high school kid graduates high school and throws a party, and the parents throws a party, and they say, you know, my son just graduated high school. You know, we are not supposed to go to this specific party and just eat up all the food, drink all the drinks that's there, and bag all the girls that's there. That's not the purpose of the party. The purpose of the party is to build this high school graduate up. You know what I mean? We're supposed to building him up. Like, everybody's supposed to have their own little personal conversation with him, saying, listen, you did a good thing by graduating. You know, not a lot of people makes it out of high school. You know, you get a lot of dropouts, but you made it. And, you know, you ask him, like, yo, what college you going to? Do you need any help? How can I help you? We're supposed to build these little boys up. We're supposed to build them up. That's what our purpose is, going to the party or for being their godparents or your cousins or whatever. That's our purpose.
Yeah, you touched on the most key thing, and that's that village raising the child mentality, and that's what we need. I mean, I grew up in that. I'm sure y'all probably grew up in that too, but in the younger generation now, they don't have that. It's separation, you know what I'm saying? We're in a time where, you know, people don't want nobody saying anything to their kids, you know, or when they are, it's a negative thing. You know, you got immature people raising kids, teaching their kids to be ignorant, you know, and exposing them to things that are negative, like that's okay, and it should never be okay to glorify ignorance, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to a child, because they're innocent, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what we're here
for.
Well, that's what we're here for, and that's why I'm reaching out to all across the world. I'm looking to start a Power Parents movement, you know, in all different cities. And all of us can join to become a part of our kids' schools. Whether we're not in the state or not, we can support them from a different state by being on loan. Even with the
You're right about that, because I know it makes me upset. I go to the PTA meetings, and it's funny because it only be like three other fathers, you know, and shout out to the fathers out there doing their job.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I go there and it's like three fathers and I see all the mothers. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, be at the events and things, and it's like we definitely gotta take a more active role in our children's lives. You know, and especially
and
when you busting your butt,
friends.
Taking the time. Yeah, because it's like, I know the average person, you know, they work in one, two, some people even three jobs, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, they really not having that time to, you know, devote and spend with their kids, you know, and in situations like that, it's tough for a child, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I learned life is all about what you're willing to sacrifice and compromise for what you really want. And we have to be able to make those great sacrifices, you know what I'm saying, to ensure, you know, their stability and well-being and improvement, because as well, it even improves us, you know what I'm saying, because then we become a reflection to our peers, because our peers will look at us and be like, oh, okay, all right, wow, look at how well-behaved, you know, such and such child is. Look at how they're doing things, and it's working, you know what I'm saying? Then they'll say, oh, well, you know what, maybe I can learn from that, you know, and build on it, or maybe it's something that they can teach you to improve, you know.
You're definitely right about that, and that's what we're looking to do. That's what, not even looking to do that, that's what we're doing now. The team is strong, you know, and that's why we have to keep encouraging people to just, like I said before, how would you know what's going on in your kid's school if you're not in your kid's school? How you know? We ran out of time. We go ahead, Rocker Blush.
No, I was just saying it was impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible. Man, we about to get out of here. I really enjoyed you kids coming through the show and supporting, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with us on Friday, on Frontline Fridays. I got Cali Dreams from Trenton, New Jersey. He coming live on the show. He does. He got this hot track called Taking the Church. He got Hip Hop Chick, and it's all about me. So I'll be showcasing his music this Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Y'all remember to keep God first, family second, and career third. Let's get out of here with some more Tupac. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Keep your head up, man.
Street Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
Hello. Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I think the dark of the